Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What up, booze? It is your girl, B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that you guys are having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you in the background somehow, some way. But please remember that you got to help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you got to put yourself in the position to get the things that you want. Knees to chest, because what? That's right, even the person who wishes to win the lottery knows that they gotta play the numbers. It is currently 9:30 a.m. here in beautiful Montreal, Canada. But let me tell you something. Why do we have a tornado warning last night? I was like, excuse me? The fucking alerts went off and shit. Warning, tornado. I'm like, excuse me, we live in Montreal. What the fuck are you talking about, a tornado? Anyways, it ended up just being like a really crazy thunderstorm in Montreal, but that was interesting. Anyways, that was my weather update. Okay, on today's episode, you've seen the title. We're talking about how misery loves company. What a plot twist, because y'all know how I do. So go get a snack, a juice box, and a glass of wine. Put your triggers to the side so that you have room to open up your mind. You gonna need it, all right? And let's get into today's episode, shall we? Okay, so we're just gonna hop right into it. I know that we've all heard this saying, and we've all said it a million times, misery loves company. A truth or a lie? A lie or a truth? A truth, okay? So, and we always use this as a projection outwards, right? We always say it towards other people when we see people doing certain things and whatever the case may be. We're like, yo, man, like misery really loves company, right? Keep that in mind. I was on the Instagram streets taking a stroll, which I honestly hate to do, but every now and then I'm there. Because to post on my Sis Get Your Ish Together Instagram page, I'll find stuff that I could repost. So I was on the whole stroll. Anyways, I was on the Instagram whole stroll, and I came across this post that said, "Sometimes I know I'm wrong. It's just fun to argue." And I went to the comments, and surprise, surprise, not really. The comments were filled with women who were like, "LOL, LOL, yes, that's me. That's me. Yep, that's me. Yep, that's me." And I looked at the post and I was going through the comments and I was just like, dang, this is really, really interesting, man. And some of y'all right now listen to this and you listen to me read I know I'm wrong sometimes, but I just like to argue. And you probably thought to yourself, yeah, that's me. All right. And I saw the quote again reposted on another page, and I went to that comment section, and the comments were the same thing, full of women who were just keying it up and just yuck, just laughing it up. And it got me to thinking, you know, lately in my life, I've been realizing a lot of things. I think I talked about this a little bit before. Been realizing a lot of things, and I'm very tired. And I realize one of the things I realize is that I give my energy away. I've been giving my energy away to things like folks on social media. If you don't know, if you're OG, then you know. But if you're not OG, then you don't know. So I'm just going to say it. I used to be a clapback queen, man, in these streets. Okay. In the comment sections, like, it was very much like, if you say something crazy to me, I'm going to say something crazy back. And, you know, I'm an author and shit. So my crazy, the way I'm going to put the fucking words together, I'm going to be 10 times worse than whatever the fuck you said. Right? Because I very much had a, and still do to a certain extent, don't get me wrong, don't come for me if I didn't send for you. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, stop troubling people who are not troubling you. Because then tutus, when you trouble the person who's not troubling you, and they go off and kick off your front teeth, now you want to play victim. No, leave people alone, man. Learn how to move the fuck on with your life when something isn't for you. Right? Like, my stance has always very much been, we're sharing the internet with billions of people. Somebody's tone might not be for you, but it's for somebody else. Move around it. Right? Somebody's message might not be for you, but it's for somebody else. Move the fuck around it, you know? And it's always really, really bothered me and irritated me and stressed me out. If we're keeping it a buck, 55, stressed me out when folks like, do this shit. Just be in your comments being contrarians on purpose. Be in your comments just to talk, just to say, just to argue. Just to argue. And so when I saw this post, I was like, dang, like, it further reminds me how people really are out here miserable, yo. And you know you're wrong, but you just want to argue because you want to tug at somebody else's energy. You want to take their energy from them. You are so fucked up in your own life, and you want to bring everybody where you are. And so lately, like, before I saw this post, I really have been thinking about just the way that I have been giving my energy and how I have mastered not giving away in certain areas of my life, but I've still been working through other areas of my life, like social media. And social media is a hard thing when you are running a page there or pages there, right?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It can be a very difficult space to navigate in terms of not giving people your energy in the comment sections who are trying to take from you, who are trying to sip from it, who are putting a straw into you, and like, right? And not me making slurping voices on the microphone. Girl, bye. And so I've had to give myself grace many times as I unlearn a behavior that I realized wasn't serving me, which is constantly clapping back, and learn a behavior that will serve me, which is block. Blizzock. Block city, bitch. Block city, bitch. Like, really? Like, it's a block party. Hey, ho. Really trying to learn and incorporate that behavior on when it comes to social media. And when I had that realization, like, I've been doing good. But every now and then I slip back into old patterns. And I give myself grace for my relapses because I am trying to learn how to do something new. And, you know, it's been a struggle. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's been a struggle. But I reframed the struggle because I was saying before, like, oh, I'm struggling in this area. And I reframed it to, no, I'm learning how to do better. Right? I've been paying more attention to my words lately and the things that I say to myself. And paying attention to how I can reframe something. And struggling is one of those things that I decided to reframe, because when I hear myself say, oh, I'm struggling, it puts me in a very, like, I feel sad about it. Right? Like, I feel sad about it, whatever it is, whatever, I'm struggling. I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, it just makes me feel, it's a discouraging energy. That's what I want to say. It's a discouraging energy. And I said to myself, I'm not doing that. Why am I doing this to myself? No. So I reframed I'm struggling, or it's a struggle, to I'm learning. And me reframing that is encouraging. It becomes an encouraging energy. So I'm like, oh, I'm learning. I'm unlearning old behaviors and I'm learning new behaviors in this realm, in this space, in this chapter of my life, in this season, in this area, whatever. Okay. And so I've begun, like, blocking people without even a second thought. Like, yo, I, again, I've slipped up every now and then, but for the most part, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. And I block people without a second thought, because one thing that I learned and I'm continuously learning is that people think that they could say whatever the fuck they want to say to people without consequence. And I'm not talking about, you know, you're just speaking in your own space, on your own platform, whatever. No, like, directing it at somebody, like you're adding somebody specifically and think you could say whatever you want from behind a screen without consequence, or that you deserve to stay in the space that you're disrespecting, that you're going out of your way to disrespect. No. No. And what I've learned over the years is when you do try to get into the comments with people like that, and people who are going out of their way to misunderstand what you're saying, people who are going out of the way to just be contrarians, people who are just want to argue for the fuck of it, when you try to go in with some compassion and some grace and some empathy and be like, and try to have a dialogue and be like, you want to know what? You know, did you mean to say something else? Like, what did you mean here? Like, why would you say that? Just try to have a conversation. It just gets worse. That person comes back, because God forbid, they could just be like, you want to know what? My bad. Or even when you try to be like, hey, that wasn't all right. Like, I don't know what, why would you write something like that? People don't have their own humility to be able on a platform. It's very, very rare. I think it's happened like 4 times in my old 7-8 years of being on social media. People don't have the humility to be able to respond with, you want to know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. You want to know what? I was having a bad day. You're right. I shouldn't have vomited that in your space. I apologize. People can't do that. Women. Most women can't do that. And I'm saying women because my audience is full of women. It's rare that I get men in my comment section unless I've said something, you know, and it's triggered men to find it. And they're like, rah, 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 right? But so for the most part, my experience is always with women. I experience more women in my life than I do men. That's the true story. And so it's disheartening. It's frustrating, it's saddening, it's maddening. And so I realized like, yo, I'm doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's just not, that's not what's happening. And so block, that's it, that's all. Because if you, on the other end of the coin, cannot have enough humility for yourself or enough fucking sense in your brain to be like, yo, this isn't for me, or, you know, whatever, or whatever. And you have to leave a dissertation about why you disagree and da, 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 da. Yo, you can go, man. you can go. You can go, right? And I noticed that me blocking, at first it was weird. At first it was like, dang, like, but what if that part, you know, oh, dang, like, maybe I should have given him a second, or maybe da-da-da. At first it was weird. And then I was like, no. Because then I started to feel better and better about the peace that I was protecting for myself. My mental health, my emotional health deserves protection.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My spiritual health deserves protection. So when I saw this post today, when I saw this post the other day about sometimes I know that I'm wrong, but it's just fun to argue, what came up is misery loves company. And I'm sharing this today here because always, you know, there's always a purpose to my episodes and shit, to prompt you to think about how you're moving in your life. If you thought it was funny, that post was funny originally before I started explaining it, maybe do some journal work around that and ask yourself, why is it that you like, you, what is it that you find funny or entertaining about pulling somebody's energy down with yours? Right? What do you find entertaining or funny about not being able to just say, yo, I'm wrong, I apologize, just to get a rise out of somebody, just to watch somebody get upset, just to watch somebody get irritated, just to watch somebody have to then defend themselves? What is fun about that? What about that is funny and entertaining to you, and why? Misery loves company. I see in here, and this is the, put your triggers to the side. Are you ready? Take a sip of water. Press pause. Take a sip of water. Okay. I talk to so many women day in and day out. Read the comment section day in, day out. Again, for years. I'm not like a spring chicken in this game. One of the most common things I hear all the time when we talk about our healing journey, our self-love journey, and understanding that these are roads that we have to take alone. There are some roads that we have to travel alone. Right? Everybody can't come with us. You have to build your bridge first, get over it. And on the other side, you will meet people who have also built their bridges and got over it, meaning their bridges being the metaphor for their journeys to the other side, right? Where the happiness resides, where the whatever resides, where the clear communication resides, where whatever, okay? The bridge being the analogy for all of the roads that you got to travel down, in that you can't always travel down them with people. Everybody's not going to come with you. So whenever we talk about letting go of a shitty situation, a toxic man, toxic friendships, a circle that's not serving you, whatever, people, relationships, friendships, right? The number one response is always, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. Right? It's better to have the so-and-so than have nobody at all. It's whatever, da-da-da. I don't want to be alone. And so I ask you this. I pose this question to you. If misery loves company, and you're able to say that to other people, but you don't want to leave your situation right now because you don't want to travel a certain road alone, are you the miserable one who needs the company? Are you the miserable one who is loving the company? I think it's really important for us to really sit with ourselves and ask ourselves really hard questions and then answer them honestly, even if they're not what we want to hear. Because a lot of the times the things that we don't want to hear are the things that we need to hear in order to prompt us to take a good look at ourselves, our lives, and the decisions we are making or lack thereof for ourselves. We're living in everybody's triggered for everything, man. Just trigger culture. And I'm going to do an episode about trigger culture at some point. But, you don't want to hear certain things, but then you get upset when you're in the same place over and over again. You don't want to hear certain things, but you can tell people certain things, but you don't think of it for yourself. And we've all been there.
Hey, listen to me.
I've definitely been there, you know, and sometimes it does take for somebody to prompt me, to prompt us into broadening our perspective and shining a light on ourselves. Like, dang, what am I? What the fuck? What am I doing? And I say this all the time. I'm going to say it again. It's not meant for you. You don't need to send yourself spiraling into a vortex of nothingness, spiraling into a vortex of woe is me, this, that, and the third. Let's blow up some streamers and have a pity party for the next 3.5 business years. It's not introspective work.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is about assessing, looking at yourself, looking at your decisions, looking at your life and being like, all right, I am here. Wow. Let yourself feel whatever you feel, blah, 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 blah. And then start building your bridge so you can get the fuck over it. And that's not meant in a negative way. That's not said to devalue your feelings. That's not said to invalidate you. None of that shit. But the truth of the matter is we have to build bridges in life. It's just the reality of it. And so while you're building, you can work through your feelings while you build. That is part of building, working through your feelings. This is the bridge we're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? I continuously am learning so much about myself. And the versions of myself that I step into, that I meet, some of the versions of myself that I have been afraid to meet, like, dang, so what the fuck am I gonna do, right? And every chapter and season of my life, I'm just like more and more open. And I feel a mix of feelings, if we're being honest. I feel like, dang, this is a lot. And then I'll be like, dang, I'm really grateful. And then I'm like, dang, what's next? And then I'm like, dang, stay in the present. Right? And this is a perfect example of multifacetedness. You know what? I don't know. Multifacetedness, whatever, we're using it. It's staying, right? It's a great example of also dualities, where you can recognize that something is feeling a certain type of way that is less than joyful, and also have gratitude that you're able to see things with a new perspective. That way there you can work on whatever it is that you need to work on, or you can work through whatever it is that you need to work through. So I hate when people shit on gratitude, you know? And I'm fucking tired of hearing about being grateful, fuck gratefulness, I want to feel my feelings. It's like, nobody's telling you not to feel your feelings, man. Again, nobody's saying not to feel your feelings. You can do two things at the same blood clot time. You know? A lot of the world, man, is vibrating at an all-time fucking low. And this social media shit is not helping at all. At all, man. People are zombies. Zombies. Zombies on social media. Because even just the, you know, people go straight to the comment section. Can't even think for yourself. We're wondering why people are so codependent and this, that, and the third, but people are codependent on social media. Go to the comment section, because before you can think for yourself, you need to see what other people are saying. Before you sit down and with yourself and do your own introspective work, you hop on social media, you hop on a TikTok, you hop on an Instagram to see what other people are saying about it. It's just like, yo, like, stand on your own two feet. Figure out yourself so that you can do your introspective work from you. You know? Use what you see as prompts. Everything is a journal prompt. Every single thing that you come across is a prompt for you. Everything that triggers you, everything that offends you, everything that makes you happy, everything that makes you sad, everything that makes you question things, everything that makes you concerned, everything is a journal prompt. I be trying to tell y'all. Everything, if you really sit down with yourself, you will see that everything in life is a prompt for you to self-reflect, for you to ask yourself real, honest questions. So,
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you like to argue just to fucking argue, it's probably time to do some work around that. If you refuse to let go of the situations and things that are hurting you, that are no good for you, all because you don't want to be alone, you don't want to travel some time alone, and if misery loves company, ask yourself if you're miserable. Are you the miserable one? And if you are, it's time to do some work around that. It is time to do some work around that. I'm just saying. Okay? So, you know that, you know, you can hop into therapy, you can... I don't have room, I'm not taking any more coaching clients because my schedule is full, tarotted. But you can hop in the membership. We have all kinds of classes in there. I tell y'all this every day, and all y'all listening, I don't know, but you can hop in the membership. This is Get Your Shit Together membership. We have classes up there currently, codependency, trauma bonding, shadow work 101, shadow work 101. Okay. We have our girl Christine, who is a member, who is going to be leading a self-care Saturday night class, actually this Saturday. What is it? What are we today? We are It's Friday. It's Friday. And I'm ready to swing. I'm in my pajamas right now. I'm not ready to swing anywhere except for into a second cup of coffee when I'm done recording this, because I've been up since 5:30. Go me. So Christine, who is a member in the Siskiyou Ishtiyou Together the membership, is leading a self-care Saturday night, and she's doing self-love 101. So there are resources, like I say, you know. So www.authorccb.com, click the membership, hop in there. There's also a ton of journal prompts in there. There's other stuff in there too. So think about it. Think about your life. Think about where you are. Think about how you behave in. And think about what you're learning to do new, what you need to learn, what you need to unlearn, and what you need to learn. What behaviors you need to learn and unlearn, right? Reframe things. Learn how to reframe things. You're not struggling, you're learning. I'm gonna go now. I hope this, I just wanted to share this, and I hope that this episode helped you in some way, shape, or form. Y'all know the drill, as I always say. If nothing else, man, food for thought. Finish your plate. Ladies, and sometimes gentlemen, I appreciate y'all, man. I am rooting for y'all always. I hope that you have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, wherever the fuck y'all are in the world. Please, oh my God, be safe. Use condoms. Trust your intuition and use your discernment. And I will catch y'all on the next episode. All right? Go be great. Much love, y'all.